Students and staff at Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts are starting out the school year with new leadership, more students, and a pair of grants aimed at improving student success. President Jamie Burge is embarking on his first full academic year at MCLA after taking on the role this past spring. Since then, Burge says he's been meeting with local leaders to talk about worker retention and talent development. Out of those conversations, he expects the college to create academic programs that respond to employers' needs, specifically new software engineering and leadership programs.
Across various industries here on campus, they've all talked about the concerns they have about leadership of their colleagues. When executives retire or get drawn away to other places, how do these organizations replace that leadership internally? And they all have expressed a desire to strengthen that sense of leadership. So I think you'll probably see us starting to develop some leadership programs to address some of those issues.
Bird says MCLA, despite being Massachusetts' public liberal arts college, grants the second highest percentage of STEM degrees in the state university system, second to Massachusetts Maritime Academy.
The incoming class this year, a third of them have declared STEM degrees as their majors.
In addition, the U.S. Department of Education has awarded MCLA a $2 million grant to increase retention and graduation rates of low-income and minority students. It recognized MCLA as one of 13 public institutions nationally for graduating low-income students at the same rate as high-income students. The Strengthening Institutions Program grant will help create online summer courses, support intensive advising, and go toward the purchase of software to track student progress. President Bird says the five-year funding will improve student retention.
Our retention rate right now for last year's class of freshmen is at a little more than 79%, the highest in our history. We'll be able to, with this grant, I think, drive that number further higher. Probably to the low to mid 80% range.
About 40% of MCLA students are from families that earn less than $40,000 a year, and 46% receive federal Pell Grants. Furthermore, the State Education Department recently awarded the college $45,000 to fund its participation in the Commonwealth's dual enrollment program. It allows high school seniors to enroll in college courses for free. Bird says the program saves students money by getting ahead on credits.
It also has a really positive impact for the student and for the institution because it prepares students for the kind of academic rigor that she or he will have when he or she gets to the college. And so it's really good for the student, for the family, and for the institution.
Finally, MCLA estimates it has enrolled 440 new students this fall, with the class of 2020 representing a 20% increase over 2015. Nearly all incoming freshmen are entering with college credits. The North Adams College has about 1,600 students altogether. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.